The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we'll be touching on which battles to fight with our kids and which ones don't constitute a hill worth dying on.
One that immediately comes to mind is my tween daughter's bedroom. It's an absolute disaster area most of the time, and she says she likes it that way. So do I just let her live in a pigsty and close the door or do battle?
Well, that's a tough one. I know you posed that question on Facebook recently. What did our local moms advise you to do?
Well, most said it's not a battle worth fighting with tweens and teens because it's their personal lair. The consensus seemed to be that as long as dirty dishes and dirty laundry were brought out on a daily basis, it was okay and sheets were clean. Of course, several moms said absolutely no way. They expect their kids to pick up their rooms before bed or on Saturdays before the family does anything fun.
Well, that sounds reasonable, too. I read an article about this that said giving a deadline is a good idea and also making a clean-ish room contingent on going out or doing fun things is also a big motivator. I do think most parents have to come to grips with their idea of neat versus the kids' idea. It can be two very different things.
That's true. I do think it's a good idea to help kids learn how to clean and organize. They don't come out of the womb knowing that. Maybe once a month you go in and supervise the cleanup, especially when they're younger.
Good point. We hope you'll join us the rest of the week as we talk about kids and battles. If you miss any of them, you can listen to them on our website. That's nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.